Good morning. Good Memorial Day. Happy everybody. Today is Monday, May the 25th. Joining us this morning from, okay, now how do you say Louisiana when you're in Louisiana?
Louisiana.
Okay. Mr. Arkley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Mobile, sort of.
Well, that's good.
Yourself? Are you guys getting...
Memorial Day's a big one.
Are you doing any alligator or crocodile wrestling this week?
No, none there. I walked around today, and they'd hayed one of our fields, and I found a dead water moccasin, so that... I thought it was alive initially, so that kind of scared me.
Yeah. That would be enough to get you out of sandals and into boots, right?
Yes, it did.
All right, Winston, why do we say it?
Okay, I've got two. Rack one's brains or real estate.
Oh, real estate's kind of up your alley there, Mr. Arkley. Where did it come from?
It's probably a common law term. Estate was a way of vesting things. Fee estate, that sort of thing. I guess it would be an old English term.
Tangible property kind of thing.
Wasn't that far off? It does come from England, where the term originally meant a royal grant. All land once belonged to the king of England, right, and the only way a person could get any of it was by royal grant.
Huh. I was pretty far off.
Well, you hit the continent, so what the heck?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. That's right. Well, certainly a lot of craziness going on. I saw something Thursday that Boeing stock is not taking off. That would be too bad of a pun for today. Is recovering, and airline industries are being... You know, all this stuff that we know is lockdown certain today seems to be a variable tomorrow. How is that playing out for you and your buddies that you run with on a national level? Is it all wait and see? Well, is it just stay as cash laden as you can? What kind of planning is going on?
Well, number one, this is a case where the Fed basically, by creating all the liquidity they did, facilitated Boeing's financing, because they went to the debt markets, and I think they raised $25 billion quickly. And that's a sign that the markets are functioning. Most people feel it's pretty early to be buying loans, pretty early to be buying real estate. No one really knows what real estate's going to look like, because we don't know our office building's going to be occupied the same way as before. We're going to have to distance. So there are a lot of variables, and I think people are being cautious. At Security National, we've been working hard. We've got a ton of modifications going on for customers. And so it is a time to conserve cash, and it's a time to be careful. And some of these government programs like Main Street need to be explored. That's lending by the Fed. Frankly, Redwood Capital did a great job on PPP, and that added a lot of liquidity. So I think actually a lot of good things have been done so far.
Sustainable?
Oh, well, I think it's sustainable in businesses in states where they're able to open and function. I think California is putting itself a little bit behind the tire. I don't understand that. Some businesses aren't going to be opening back up. A couple of large banks have called us and said, look, we're not as worried about our residential portfolio as we are about our small business portfolio, and can you service that for us? So they're seeing firsthand that, this is going to be a real credit swamp coming in. So sustainable, I hope so. I don't think it takes off like a rocket. I just don't see that it can.
Any trends, Rob, with the small businesses that you were referencing? Are there certain types or niches? I mean, we certainly are getting an awful lot of focus and attention with restaurants, and I think it's because we all have buddies and friends and restaurants that we personally frequent that we want to all help out. Bars, you know, the nail salons, the hairdressers, some of the independent contractor types of businesses. Or are we talking more of the retailers, kind of like the Bed Bath and Victoria's Secret and businesses like that that are seeing or questioning whether or not to stay open or whether to shutter or constrict or go 100% digital?
Well, we're not seeing a move to 100% digital. We have a few malls, and it's been interesting seeing how the nationals have approached it. Rather than beat you over the head at this point for rent concessions, what they really want is to be able to get open as soon as possible and just pursue their business. Consumers are ready to go into these malls. That's the one thing that's surprising to me. I'm not saying there isn't a lot of pain in retail. There is, and it will get worse. But office, I don't know what office is going to look like. Eureka office is kind of a mess anyway, and I don't see it improving.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning, Memorial Day, with Rob Arkley. Rob, you said that unsure status of retail. Is retail going to be evolving? I mean, I think that there's still, and maybe it's because we're baby boomers and we're not, you know, some of these folks that are as accustomed just to buying off Amazon or Google or, I guess, Facebook now also. That it's a tactile experience for us. We want to go see, touch, feel. Is that going to disappear? Is it just going to be reshuffled around a little bit? What kind of projection are you hearing from your real retailers about 5 years from now or 10 years from now? What do they see?
Well, the local retailers aren't as worried about the internet as the small regionals, because the local guys tend to know their customer, they tend to be nimble, and they tend to have they're close to their market, and so they figure out where to make money. And so the nationals, their only advantage is price, and that's hard, and Amazon will just kind of beat your brains in on that, looks like to me.
Yeah, the Amazon and the Google, and now I guess Facebook also has got some option that's there. With the challenges associated with China, Chinese production, do you see a lot of manufacturing coming back domestic? Are we going to see a resurgence or maybe a reestablishment of textile in America, of some of the manufacturing that we've seen go overseas? Even the pharmaceutical industry. Do you see some of that coming back?
Pharmaceuticals will come back. They're going to have to, just as a national security imperative. I don't think that there are tons and tons of textiles that will be moving back here. I think the odd man out here is China. And we'll see what China does. Are we going to war with them? Well, they've been at war with us for a while. I don't think this is a particularly new phenomenon. They've been ripping us off for a long, long time. What goes on in the future, it just depends on who wants to take on take them on. But I think a lot of stuff's going to get redomesticated here. I really do, Brian.
You, when you say war, you mean economic war or real war?
I think there's going to be skirmishes, proxy wars, real wars. I don't see them being a convenient partner going forward. I mean, do you really believe that there is a new Wuhan virus breakout in China? I kind of have my doubts. Why'd they do it? I think they are encouraging blue state Democrats to stay closed, hoping for a second pandemic. But I just don't ever think we're going to see another one. I really don't think we're going to see a second lock-in. People have declared it over just by their conduct, and all the strong-arming in the world isn't going to change that.
Yeah, the situation in Michigan has been intriguing. I've got a buddy who has stations that are not right there, but the next level or next extension out, and obviously they're dealing with the water right now. But the frustration that was exhibited there, and certainly Michigan is not seen as ultra-conservative, but boy, was there a lot of emotional angst and shared with everybody in some of those demonstrations.
Yeah, and what I don't understand is why she's being so heavy-handed. This lock-in, I think all of us gave a couple weeks, then maybe we gave a month, and after that, most of us are saying, look, I've done my part, I'll wear a damn mask, and let's get on with life. And I kind of think that's where it's headed.
Yeah, I think that there's certainly there's a recognition of that. And I think the thing that is kind of intriguing is a recognition from some of the states, the governors, the leaders who tend to be more, not socialistic, but more bent towards the public safety, are now recognizing and even addressing the economic impacts, and that's serving kind of as a cattle prod to get things rolling here a little bit earlier than what they may have wanted to 4 to 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think they felt like they had a moral authority over us that I just don't think people are buying into anymore.
Do you see that there's going to be a wave of patriotism coming out of this, potentially?
I think there already is. Don't you think all this staying indoors for the amount of time we did was patriotic?
Yeah, I'm thinking, American made, looking for, what was it, 25 years ago when there was the big push about look for the label, and to see if it was American made. I just sense that there's going to be some of that because so many of us now recognize the economic vulnerability we have if we don't buy American.
I think that's right, and I think this globalism has taken a real, real hit, and hopefully it's going to go substantially. Hopefully we redesign the model that's more pro-American, because we built the rest of the world.
Right, and I think there's that recognition. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. Hi, this is Brian Papstein. This afternoon, Humboldt County Health Officer Teresa Fankovic is having a press conference and will be announcing the formalization of our current practices, formerly referenced as shelter in place. What does this mean? How does it impact you? Find out as we will be talking with Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel this afternoon. Stay tuned here in the 4 o'clock hour. You'll be able to hear that interview in its entirety, and we'll have it on our website later this afternoon. morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, considering some of the different challenges that are out there, what opportunities are you seeing? I know that there's a lot of folks that have either lost their jobs, they've been laid off, business operators that are, you know, I know some guys are just saying, you know, it's just not worth it. You know, I was busting my chops, I'd rather work for somebody else. Okay, fine, fair enough. But what opportunities are you seeing out nationally, regionally, or even locally that are now kind of a little bit more refined, a little bit more in focus now that you think people will be moving into?
I think Americans are pretty hardwired for entrepreneurial progress. And certainly Eureka, Humboldt County, has tons of that. I mean, from the lumber mills to the fishing to the timberland to the Yakimas to the, we have real restoration hardware started here. We have a really talented entrepreneurial class, and they've come up with, look at Wallace and Hines, they make the bars. And so I think people are just going to keep doing what they've done in Humboldt County, and that's be creative. And I don't know the drug business at all, but I suspect, that will morph successfully. All these things are big, and they add up, and it makes for a really interesting economy in Humboldt County.
Operating within the boundaries of the state of California, though, certainly throws a little bit of additional challenge for a lot of us.
Well, it does, and there's no doubt about that. But if you're small when you start and don't try to do it large, you can get started pretty well and be under the regulatory, outside of the regulatory scheme to a great extent. So my read is that California is just difficult. But I wouldn't say that it is per se in and of itself a killer.
Okay.
Now, once you start making more money, it's no fun to pay those taxes.
I think we all can buy into that one pretty darn quick.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Oh, KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, one of the concepts that I think is really kind of fun on days like this, particularly when there's a chance to kind of be reflective a little bit, maybe stay away from the lead stories and updates and all that stuff, is to remember back. What is your favorite or most memorable Memorial Day memory?
Well, it used to be a really good time. I would come home when I was at University of Oregon, and we'd go salmon fishing. And I have to say it was in the early, mid-70s. And we, for whatever reason, we seemed to always have great weather, flat seas, and tons of fish. And so I remember that as kind of an annual thing that I did for 3 years in college.
Okay.
And it was just a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody has got one of those. What do you think that is missing now? You know, I don't know if Baton Rouge has got Memorial Day parades scheduled or New Orleans. Traditionally, I mean, obviously not this year. But are there some of those regional events that you guys have kind of you look forward to?
Well, we historically, this has been about the time that we come on back to Humboldt County, because like today it's going to be 94. And so it's a nice time to start thinking about leaving Baton Rouge.
Well, and we don't have water moccasins either.
No, we don't. We don't. We do have rattlesnakes. Don't underestimate a good rattlesnake.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, there are parades. Typically, there are things like that. And it tends to be kind of a light time of year when people are starting to take deep breaths going, oh, boy, here it comes. And because summer here is a pretty intense time.
Miserable is kind of what I would have used as a word, but intense can work too.
Yeah, well, I took our Labradors for an hour and a half walk today, and they got in the lake, and I said, let's go, and they just kind of continued staring at me.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah. Is there food? Okay, we'll talk.
Yeah.
So what are you looking for in the next couple of months? What's going to be the next fun thing, the next cool thing, the next thing that gives you solace or comfort?
Well, number one, I really want our people to be able to get into a separate, you know, I want people to start living their lives the way they used to. And whatever that life was, it's really nice, and I want them to be able to do it. Number two, I'm looking forward to a great coastal blackberry season, and this late rain should have helped. And then number three, we're doing some pretty exciting things at SN, and you know, just trying to figure out the next steps and what new things we're going into.
Well, I suppose that'll give us an opportunity, you know, kind of open the door. Update on the North Spit.
Boy, that's a good question. The North Spit looks like that's a big project. And both the North and South Spit, I just don't know how we're going to do that. It just kind of mumbling around this when Brian and I apologize. Not quite sure what the next 2 months hold. There, the big contract we are working on for with Japan looks like we might well get that contract. All be a little more delayed than otherwise we would hope for.
Well, that certainly would be reasonable, considering that they're dealing with this stuff the same way we're dealing with it, so that everything kind of has its brakes put on or slowed down a little bit. That would make sense, I would suspect.
Well, I think people are kind of overall a little bit, people are ready to be outside, don't you think?
I think that there's an itch. I was talking with a buddy in Alabama, and Terry said he thought when they opened up the restaurants, I guess last week, maybe the tail end of the week before, that there would be a huge pent-up demand. And there wasn't. So it kind of injected a new thought that maybe people are used to not spending, maybe used to eating at home more, and that 52% of the food dollar being spent away from the house. Maybe that's now going to reset, so to speak, at 40%. That would be a huge, significant change. Kind of going back to the Norman Rockwell concept of barbecues at home on the weekends rather than grabbing something and hitting the beach. I mean, just some small little things like that, I think, can have some significant ripples as we get ready for the fall and the election cycle.
Yeah, the election cycle is going to be an interesting one, don't you think?
I'm anxiously excited. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff that's out there. I understand that there's while some of the fundraising for individual candidates has been crimped, I guess is a good term, but that there's a lot of discussion, and the PACs are circling and getting significant amounts of money. So I think we're going to hear from both sides about a lot of these issues rather than just having one side. And that, to me, is exciting, because I think that that's going to bring a lot of people to the table. Maybe not more voters, but maybe a slightly more educated voter.
I think the turnout's going to be enormous on Republican side. Just giant. It's really, I just...
To the point of changing state office holders and county office holders, or just vote at the presidential level and maybe at the federal office level and then leave the rest of the slate blank?
I think more like that. California, I mean, I think Gavin Newsom has done a better job of creating new Republicans than anyone could have dreamt it for.
Yeah, it certainly will be interesting to see how he positions himself at the convention, and the same with Cuomo, to see how these two try to outmaneuver themselves. But again, you know, that's for not next month, but the following month. So we'll just kind of let her stay. Remember, it's Memorial Day, folks. Take advantage of the opportunity, or at least reflect a little bit for some of those blessings we have. Thanks for coming by, Rob.
All right, Brian. Thank you.
See you in a couple
Love
weeks, buddy.
All.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.